The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory be to you, Lord.
Some Pharisees came to Jesus and said, "Go away, leave this area, because Herod wants to kill you." He replied, "Go and tell that fox. Before I cast out demons and I perform healings today and tomorrow, and on the third day I will accomplish my purpose. Yet I must continue on my way tomorrow and the following day, for it is impossible that a prophet should die outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you kill the prophets and stone those sent to you. How many times I yearn to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, but you were unwilling. Behold, your household will be abandoned, but I tell you that you will not see me until the time comes when I say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Today is 31st of October. Tomorrow we begin the month of November, and the 1st of November, it reminds me of my most favorite season, the season of Christmas. In fact, I start playing the Christmas song on November 1, All Saints Day, in my room. That tells you how I so much love Christmas season. My dear friends in Christ, today we are being reminded that we have to be courageous as Jesus is. When Pope Francis was talking about the Mission Sunday, the theme of this year's Mission Sunday was, or is, "Go out and invite everyone to the banquet." And for us to be able to invite everyone, we must have the courage. We must be courageous to invite people to this banquet. And as a Christian, we have to be courageous to give testimony of whom Jesus is for us and how we see Jesus. If we do not have that courage, we cannot give testimony. I remember growing up, I came from a family of 8, 4 boys, 4 girls. And my parents, they were teachers. It is an outstanding rule in my family that every Sunday you must go to church. And my father was very courageous. He doesn't care whatever you want to do or wherever you want to go. But that evening when we return, he will now ask us, "Now tell me what the priest said in the church today." And that is how he knows who goes to church and who did not go to church. He was courageous to lay that rules in our family. And we grew up with that. So, my dear friends in Christ, we heard in the gospel, when the people told Jesus that, "Hey, be very careful, Herod will eliminate you because he's so much afraid of your fame. He's so much afraid of your message." And Jesus said, "No, I have a mission. Go and tell him that I have a mission. And that mission must be accomplished." All of us, we have a mission. And that mission is to share our faith, to give testimony to the world of what Jesus is doing for us. And there are so many ways that we can be courageous. For example, as a Catholic, do you find it difficult to pray the rosary even in the public? As a Catholic, do you find it difficult even to hang the rosary in your car? As a Catholic, do you find it difficult to be proud to say, I am a Catholic? There are little things that we can do that will testify our courageousness. And if we are able to do those little things, that is enough. We have to stand on our feet. We should not be afraid to testify God's goodness in our lives. We should not be afraid to identify ourselves that this is whom we are. I am a proud Catholic. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us pray today for the grace to be courageous, to be proud of whom we are. We are Christians. We are Catholics.